This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It will not be long until the sounds of laughter will be heard from Michigan's west side. Laugh Fest 2015 will be starting up soon in Grand Rapids. 10 days of stand-up, comedy, films, improv, comedy showcases, and much more. There'll be a lot of comics from the national scene. Names like Kathleen Madigan, Sinbad, Wanda Sykes, George Lopez, Patton Oswalt, and more. And Michigan-grown comedians will be taking the stage as well. Performers like my next guest. Teresa Tomey is a writer and a performer from Grand Rapids. Her one-woman show has what is undoubtedly one of the more memorable names of Laugh Fest. It's called Warm Cheese, and this is where comedy meets grief. Teresa is with us now. Welcome to the program, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
Tell us how comedy and grief are mixing together for Warm Cheese.
Well, I think the topic or the theme du jour of my show is grief, and I don't personally know how to deal with much of anything in life without humor. So it just was inevitable once I started to kind of deal with my mother's passing that humor would take the stage, if you will, to start to understand what was happening for me.
So tell me a little about your mom and your relationship with her.
Sure. I mean, my mom was a nurse. When I talk about her and I write about her and I say things about her, you know, I think this is the most unique thing in the world. Like, nobody had the same mom as I did. And then when you start to share stories, everybody goes, oh, my gosh, that sounds just like my mother. So she's kind of the Midwest mom in some ways. In her instance, she was chronically ill, chronically depressed. So maybe that's not everybody's mother, but that was certainly mine. And chronically angry, kind of as a result of both of those. So when she passed away, I didn't feel grief. I don't know that I even felt relief. It was more of a numbness. I woke up one day years after she had passed and went, you know, I'm done hating her. I don't want to own this anymore. And so I made a decision to try to move into a more loving memory of my mother. And the way for me to do that was to write. And it ended up being this show.
So what kinds of things do you share, and where do the laughs come from? As you talk about this complex relationship with your mom and dealing with her death, where's the room for laughter?
I mean, people are funny. People do funny things. You know, it's like my mom, you know, when she broke her hip at age 63, that prompted her to go out and get a do not resuscitate order, like the DNR. Mm-hmm. And so she made copies of DNRs and put them all over our house and put them on the, you know, in the basement, you know, anywhere she thought she just might die at any moment. So we grew up with DNRs everywhere. And my dad got her a gift certificate to Dr. Kevorkian one year for Christmas, and she said it was the best gift she'd ever gotten. So we just, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of dealing with these kind of crazy neurotic tendencies that I find humorous. Well, and most people do, too. So when I start to talk about them, people laugh. So that's good.
Well, I think the mother-daughter relationship, it is so fraught. I mean, I can remember seeing aspects of my mom that in no way did I want to repeat in my life. But at the same time, it's mom. So you're drawn to her at the same time that you're pushing yourself away from her.
Yeah, it's a very complex relationship. And what's interesting for me, and this is another theme that I like to explore in the show, is that I have two sisters and a brother. And one sister and one brother and I all kind of had the same relationship with my mom, as well as my dad. We all kind of belong to this same club of not liking mom so much. And then I have a sister who loved my mom. Mm. And so the other dynamic in terms of family relationships is so interesting to me is how different people have different relationships when you're raised in the same home.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of amens when people are hearing you explore that.
Well, it's true. You know, and even when, I mean, when I say I wake up one day and said I no longer want to hate my dead mother, which is like, it's amazing to me how many people go, thank you for saying that. Oh, my God, I hate my dad. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know, and do we hate? What does that even mean? But for me, I mean, it gives people permission to have feelings like, oh, my gosh, I'm mad at that dead person. And it's okay to be mad at dead people.
Well, and it's interesting, you know? Because if you do vent about things, and I know I find this in my life, certain things that I need to vent about, and then I have this feeling she's watching me from beyond and with an eyebrow raised.
Yeah, well, there is a moment in the show where I talk about having a conversation with my dead mother when I was very earnest in having what I believed to be was the presence of my dead mother. And I realized after a 20-minute conversation with her that the thing that I thought was my dead mother was not. I mean, I guess I can share. I mean, I don't want to be so elusive, but it's one of the funnier moments in the show, I think. People tend to react to it, but no, I actually was cleaning my mother's home, and I thought for sure, after she had passed, I thought for sure I was talking to her because I smelled this really weird smell. And trust me, it wasn't my mother.
and we have to go see Warm Cheese to find out what it was.
But I mean, it's so funny. It's like, because sometimes you're just looking and searching for things, so you find the stupidest things. Hmm. For me, I was like, oh my God, this has to be mother. This has to be. This is what people say. People say, you know, there's smells. Dead people, you'll smell incense or weird smells. So I was convinced it was my mother, you know.
And when we go to see you do your show, Warm Cheese, we're going to find out what it really was.
Yeah.
Has this helped you come to terms with your mom and stop hating her, as you've written about this and you've been performing this one-woman show?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I would say that the relationship continues to be complex. And it's very funny. I always felt like these comedians had to have tragic lives in order to be funny. You know, I mean, you read about all these, you know, Carol Burnett, who is the child of an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and, you know, all these just horrible situations in which comedians come out of. So there was a part of me that kind of wore my anger with my mother as a badge, too, and was afraid that if I stopped being angry with her, that I would not be funny anymore. Just really twisted and screwed up, but it's what I felt. So there was a part of me that's been kind of afraid to heal the relationship. I will say this, doing the show helps me redefine the relationship, because what I realize is that our dysfunction was meant to serve other people.
Hmm, and which is what you're doing.
Yeah, like I had a woman come up to me and say, Tracy, you don't know me. I'm a nag. I'm such a nag. My daughter is 11. I'm going to be a better mom to her. Because it's not like my mom was Joan Crawford. I mean, she didn't beat us with wire hangers or anything like that. It was just kind of a series of, you know, being raised by somebody who always saw the glass half empty.
Mm.
And how do you do that? You know, how do you create relationship with that?
Yeah.
One time I said to my mom, I said, you know, it's so hard to tell this story out of context because it just sounds so awful. But I trust you, there's comedy in it. You know, I had read some, you know, Glamour magazine or something. Some very important scientific, you know, psychology journal, and it said, if you don't ask people what you want, how can you expect them to give it to you? Actually, in that magazine, it was, if you don't ask a guy for what you want, how can you expect them to give it to you?
Fair enough.
I was like, oh, I'll just ask my mom. That's it. That's what I've screwed up all these years. My mom doesn't know what I want. I just need to ask her. So I asked her for something very specific. I was like, hey, mom, you know, theater kids always get flowers on opening night. I just want you to know, if you ever thought about it, I'd love to get flowers for opening night. She thought about it, and she went, I make you pie for your birthday. So, I mean, like, that was her resolution. Like,
oh,
you get pie. I do this for you.
I don't have flowers on opening night in me.
I don't have flowers on opening night, but I get pie for my birthday, you know.
Wow. So. I have to ask you, Teresa, what's the significance of the name Warm Cheese?
Well, it's a moment in the show. I mean, it's very much about who my mom was. It has to do with American cheese slices, and it really, to me, it's kind of like, I make you pie for your birthday. It's who my mom was. She was kind of always saying, take me for who I am. I'm American cheese slice. This is what you get from me. It's not going to be much better than American cheese.
Fair enough. And I think, you know, that's the most that all of us can ask is the people in our lives, take us as we are. Here
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
Warts and all.
It's hard. Yeah, it's definitely hard. Very shortly after I got into some resolution with her and I'd done the show a few times and I could see that people were resonating and I was like, hey, mom, this is kind of interesting. Maybe we're going to have something good come out of this after all. I found a scrapbook of hers that I never knew existed. My mother took trips after she graduated nurses training in 1953 and drove from Grand Rapids, Michigan to California and wrote letters to her parents, and they collected them all along the way. She never shared those stories, never, any of those stories, so I was able to read all those stories, and it changed the relationship again. I think that what happens in grief and after somebody passes, if we just put the relationship away, it stays what it was. And if we dare to kind of dive into it and look at it more deeply, we can learn a lot more about the person, even with limited information.
Teresa Tomey is an improv performer, a producer, a writer, and a director from Grand Rapids. Her one-woman show, Warm Cheese, is part of LaughFest 2015, which starts this week in Grand Rapids. You can check out all the details and get tickets at laughfestgr.org. That's laughfestgr.org. Teresa, thank you so much for sharing your story with all of us.
Thank you.